In a peaceful valley nestled between two majestic mountains, there lived a young sparrow named Leora. She was smaller than the rest of her flock, with feathers that lacked the shimmer others flaunted. Every morning, the sparrows would soar high, tracing elegant arcs across the pale sky, but Leora never joined them. Her wings trembled at even the thought of flying beyond the low branches. "Some birds are meant to sing, not soar," mocked a magpie one day, his tone laced with derision. The others laughed, and Leora's tiny heart sank. She tried to convince herself that perhaps they were right, perhaps the skies were not meant for her. But one evening, as the sun dipped behind the western ridge, Leora met Elder Corvin, a wise old raven known throughout the valley for his insight. He perched silently beside her on a branch heavy with dusk. "Why do you never fly beyond the trees, little one?" Corvin asked, his deep eyes glinting. Leora hesitated. "Because I am not strong enough. My wings, they're too fragile." The raven chuckled softly. "Fragile? Or fearful?" She looked down, unable to respond. "Let me tell you something," Corvin continued. "Every creature is imprisoned by the walls it builds inside its mind. Break those walls, and you'll find your wings have always been strong enough." Those words resonated within her like an echo she could not silence. That night, as the moon shimmered silver across the valley, Leora perched at the edge of her nest and gazed at the stars. She whispered to herself, "Perhaps I can." The next dawn, when the flock gathered, she took a deep breath and leapt, not gracefully, not skillfully, but with resolve. The wind roared in her ears, her wings wobbled wildly, and for a moment, she feared she would fall. But then, something astonishing happened. She steadied. Her feathers caught the breeze, and the air lifted her higher. The valley beneath her began to shrink, replaced by vast skies that shimmered like golden silk. Her heart raced not with fear, but exhilaration. She soared past the tallest pine, past the ridge where the river glistened, until she reached a height she had never imagined. When she returned, the flock gathered in astonishment. Even the magpie bowed his head. "How did you do it?" one asked in awe. Leora smiled. "I stopped believing I couldn't." From that day onward, she became a symbol of courage in the valley. Birds of every kind came to her for advice, and she told them all the same thing Elder Corvin had once told her. "Your wings are only as strong as your belief in them." And so, the valley that once echoed with doubt became a place where belief bloomed like endless spring. Self-belief is the greatest power one can possess. The moment you trust your own strength, the impossible becomes achievable. Let's learn some words from this story. Derision. Meaning, mockery or ridicule. Example: the magpie spoke with derision. Resonated. Meaning, to have a lasting emotional impact. Example: his words resonated within her heart. Exhilaration. Meaning, a feeling of intense excitement or joy. Example: flying gave her a sense of exhilaration. Imprisoned. Meaning, kept captive or limited. Example: we are imprisoned by our own fears.